June 17th, 1992. Shorts. I was at Brentwood School for 12 whole years, and they were, by and large, in an up-and-downy kind of way, pretty good years. Fairly happy, reasonably leafy, a bit sportier than I was in the mood for at the time, but full of good and sometimes highly eccentric teaching. In fact, it was only later that I gradually came to realize how well I had been taught at Brentwood, particularly in English, and particularly in physics. Odd, that. However, the whole 12-year experience is for me completely overshadowed by the memory of one terrible, mind-scarring experience. I am referring to the episode of the trousers. Let me explain. I have always been absurdly, ridiculously tall. To give you an idea, when we went on school expeditions to interesting and improving places, the formmaster wouldn't say, meet under the clock tower, or meet under the war memorial, but meet under Adams. I was at least as visible as anything else on the horizon, and could be repositioned at will. When in physics we were asked to repeat Galileo's demonstration that two bodies of different weight fall to the ground at the same speed, I was the one who was given the task of dropping the cricket ball and the pea, because it was quicker than going to an upstairs window. I always towered over everybody. Right back at the very beginning of my school career, age 7, I introduced myself to another new boy, Robert Neary, by coming up behind him and, in a spirit of experiment, dropping a cricket ball on his head and saying, "Hello, my name's Adams. What's yours?" This, for Robert Neary, I'm sure, was his one terrible, mind-scarring memory. In the prep school, where I was for 5 years out of my 12, we all wore short trousers. Grey shorts with blazers in the summer, and in the winter those pepper-and-salt tweed suits with short trousers. There is, of course, an extremely good reason for wearing shorts when you are young, even in the depths of an English winter. And they were colder then, weren't they? According to Wired magazine, we can't expect to see self-repairing fabrics until about the year 2020. But ever since we emerged from whatever trees or swamps we lived in 5 million years ago, we have had self-repairing knees. Incidentally, the worst damage I ever did to my knees was on the morning of Friday, March the 20th, 1964. The Beatles' Can't Buy Me Love, You Can't Do That, was released that day. So, quite reasonably, I think, I broke out of school, ran a mile to Radiogram in the high street, bought a copy, ran back, climbed into Matron's sitting room window, taking a lot of skin off my knees in the process, hunkered down, bleeding profusely in front of her record player, and managed to play both sides about 3 times before I was caught, bandaged, and slippered. I didn't care. It was the Beatles. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, shorts. We had to wear them. Even though we all had to wear them, it did begin to get a bit ridiculous in my case. It wasn't so much towering over the other boys I minded